How we doing, everybody? This is AJ Toaster calling shots, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. I had to bust out the books and do this one right here. This is what some people call the worst trade deadline for a team ever. This is the 2014 Phillies underneath the regime of Ruben Amaro Jr. that was voted worst general manager in baseball in that year. So there are a couple of what-ifs with this team. There are some moves that could have really been made. Some were done in the offseason. Some were during the next year's trade deadline, the big trade line of 2015, which was off the charts. So for those who don't know exactly what's going on, let me break it down for you. If you have a player that has a significant amount of value, or you think you could just get a little something for him because he's not going to be here for long or might be best for the organization, what you do is during the trade deadline, when teams are trying to get better players to make a good postseason run and try and win it all, what they'll do is they'll overpay a lot of times for that good player. For instance, the most famous one in recent memory is Aroldis Chapman for a bunch of prospects, and one of them being Gleyber Torres. Just for Aroldis Chapman to help win the Cubs a World Series and break that curse. Now, a lot of people would say worth it. Some people would be like, oh, I think Gleyber's special. But this year, they think what's going on with him. But that's just part of the game. So just before I get into 2014 Phillies, I will describe as much amount of details as possible. But just write everything off. Cliff Lee and Grady Sizemore, because of injuries, will not be included in here. I'm not going to bite off the head of Amaro Jr. here. But let's go with this. I'll start with the first one, Jimmy Rollins. Now, there's a lot of talk with my Yankees. They're like, hey, we'll give you Jimmy Rollins. They thought about Aaron Judge. And Brian Cashman of the Yankees is just kind of like, yeah, that's cute. That's not happening. Keep moving. So this wasn't the trade deadline here. They waited to the offseason. This actually worked out. This was Zach Eflin and $1 million for the Dodgers. That worked out. Now, Chase Utley, I think, should have been traded, but they waited for the next year's deadline for John Ritchie and Darnell Sweeney. Never heard of him. Okay, moving on. Antonio Bastardo, offseason. We got Jolly Rodriguez. Okay, whatever. This was just a lot of missed opportunities, as you can see here. Dominic Brown. Now, Dominic Brown was decent, but after 2015, he was a free agent and just never seemed to sign with our team on a serious note. I think they could have got a little value for him, but I think they thought he was the guy. And then after 2015, they're like, you know what? We got to go in a better and different direction. So, again, another one, Marlon Byrd during the offseason. We know during a trade deadline, if you desperately need another bat or a depth piece, you're going to get a little more value. In the offseason, they got Ben Lively and put in $4.5 million towards his contract with the Giants. So, one thing as far as the next trade goes, now, Cole Hamels and Jake Diekman got traded in 2015 for six prospects, and they paid $9.5 million towards the Cole Hamels contract. Okay, so the problem I have here of trying to include this in the list is I just don't know if the value would be any higher for Cole Hamels in 2014 because it was a big deal. It was a big contract for the Texas Rangers. But I'm going to count this one. I'm just going to write this one off. Now we get into a couple interesting ones. AJ Burnett. So AJ Burnett did sign a free agent contract with him. The problem, the way that it was structured, is these contracts here, I looked in them at the time. So it kind of goes, okay, his salary base is $12 million. If he makes X amount of starts, it goes up to 16, 17, 18. And a lot of teams were unsure about that and, of course, worried about the luxury tax as well as the Ruben Amaro Jr. asking price. What happened with A.J. Burnett when he could have gone to an R team? They could have got something back. He elected free agency. He went to Pittsburgh, a bad move, missed opportunity, and the team was a dumpster fire in shambles, and they weren't in contention by any means. If you were in Philadelphia, you're waiting for the other sports to come around because baseball in Philadelphia, it was not it at the time. Let's see. John Papelbon. It was in his contract that he had to be the closer. And they think that they trade him away for nothing the following year for cash and Nick Pivetta. But if you know, Nick Pivetta eventually went back to the Red Sox for two relief pitchers. And the guys from Simple Mind Sports, Boston Sports, from Worst Take, I'm sorry, Undrafted Sports, they love him. Just came around full circle because a lot of people hate Papelbon. But again, even though Papelbon was part of the 2015 Washington Nationals letdown, I think they could have got a little bit more for him. That's just me personally. I have a hard time with Ben Revere. He was a center fielder, was hitting 300 that year and the year before. And they got two prospects for him in 2015. Now, this was probably one of the worst guys as far as power goes. I think this guy had worse power than D. Strange Gordon. I really do. In all honesty, that's just truthful. This guy had the one of the worst power scales I have ever seen. But you know what? The guy fielded his position, I think, to a good standard. He hit over 300 when a lot of guys struggled. Power to him. I think they could have got more value from him in 2014. Because again, 2015 was just such a bigger market. 2014, for a good center fielder, I think they would have gotten a decent amount. Okay, two more. Kyle Kendrick. So this guy almost pitched 200 innings. I thought he would be a solid four or five in some guy's staff. Could have been for some depth in the postseason, but no, he was elected free agency. And one of the best bullpen arms for the early and mid 2010s, Justin DeFratis, he elected free agency after 2015, but after an ERA the whole year of 2014 of less than 2.40, I think it was just a missed opportunity. So there you have it. Let's see if we count it up, right? One, two, three, four, five. Skip those. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. In 1 year, all the guys, this is all on the 25-man roster, okay? This isn't prospects. This isn't young guys. I mean, Cesar Hernandez was on the team, but it was his second year. You know what I mean? 10 guys. Missed opportunity. And if you want to even go further and even go with more pain, I thought about putting this on Doe the Pain, but I didn't. So here's what we got here from Bleacher Report saying that this guy's an absolute schmuck. Let's go with the Bleacher Report article about their trades and what they thought would have happened. We're going to skip over the Cliff Lee. They actually did say Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge, but that's another time. Marlon Byrd to the Mariners for two prospects, a catcher and a left-hander. Jonathan Papelbon to the Tigers for a good infield prospect, and they give them a little bit of cash. Dominic Brown to the Rays, and they said receive Alex Colome, a starting pitcher at AAA at the time, who is still a good relief pitcher in today's game. Bastardo to the Reds for a high A left-hand prospect. Ben Revere to the Royals for a righty. AJ Burnett to the O's for a catcher. And Chance Sisko and Stephen Tarpley. Again, still something for AJ Burnett since he wasn't coming back. Here's another funny one. Jimmy Rollins to the A's for Nolan Sandburn, a right-hander, and Matt Olson when he was in high A ball. Yeah. Could you imagine Matt Olson in Philly? Could you imagine that? And here's another funny one. Now, I wrote this one off, as you know. Again, this is Bleacher Report. Cole Hamels to the Cardinals for Carlos Martinez, Stephen Piscotty, and Marco Gonzalez. That's two starters and a starting outfielder. Ouch. And I think another one, again, missed opportunity. Chase Utley to the Giants. They had a starting pitcher in Double A. Didn't say if he was lefty or righty. And outfield prospect in High A. So, again, when you get to the trade deadline, we know people are going to overpay. But just remember this, and this goes to the Colorado Rockies of 2021. You may get fleeced, which is what everyone wants to do. It's like, hey, here's a scrub for $100,000. Fleeced! Stop it. Stop it. You're driving me absolutely freaking crazy. Stop it. You're not going to get maybe the value you want or an oversell. But if the guy is not on your team next year, in the offseason, you have no plans for him. You have to get rid of him for something. Cash, prospect, something. Even though I hate the cash thing, and unless you're a dumpster fire organization, this isn't Tampa, whatever. You have to get something. You have to get your value back. If you are not contending, you need to get the best value you can possible. Otherwise, your rebuild is going to take 5 or 6 years instead of 3 or maybe 4. Look at the Kansas City Royals. I thought that they could make the postseason run and make a World Series run again, and they are way behind schedule. They could have traded their players for prospects, could have traded guys like Eric Hosmer, Moose. But sure enough, Salvi's the only guy left, and they are still getting out of that hole of theirs just to be a decent team in their division. And the White Sox and even the Indians are stomping all over them. That's just how it goes. So Ruben Amaro Jr., there's a reason why you were fired after 2015. You had 10 guys. You did not get the value from that year. You blew it. What garbage. And that is what I got. That is the MLB worst trade deadline for a team. The 2014 Phillies. And if you were a Phillies fan during that time, I know you were excited for football, basketball. Well, not so much basketball at the time, but you're waiting for football and hockey faster than anything else. So I hope you enjoyed this one, guys. I had fun putting this together, and we'll see you next time. This is AJ Torres of Con Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. Have a good one.